Are you having fun down there?
Came Juno's voice over the comlink. I'm making progress, he said, as his objective came into sight. The turbines of the massive hyperdrive lay dead ahead, their shielding removed in preparation for extraction elsewhere. Another Rodian came running up the corridor behind him, firing at his back. He deflected the shots with his lightsaber and brought the ceiling down on the raider, effectively sealing himself into the hyperdrive access room. No matter. The walls were weak with metal fatigue. He could punch out in an instant when he was finished. Kneeling in front of the turbines, he took a handful of cables in both hands and called on the Force. Energy surged through him, making him stiffen. Sith lightning sparked from his skin and snaked through the ragged metal walls, floor, and ceiling. Distantly, he heard screams as the many beings inside the wrecked Corvette suffered from the aftereffects. Focus, he told himself. Undirected power was power wasted. Gritting his teeth, he gathered the energy and directed it down his arms into his hands. Blue light strobed across his vision as the lightning flowed into the wires and from there into the hyperdrive turbines. Groaning, then shrieking, the massive engine came alive. Damaged, completely out of alignment, and barely controllable, the turbine shook with propulsive power, then strained against the braces still holding it to the Corvette's warped chassis. The deck kicked underneath the apprentice. He swayed as the entire Corvette shifted. With a terrible sound, it began to move, plowing a brutal furrow through the surrounding rubbish. He could picture it clearly in his imagination and through the vibrant flow of the Force. As lightning poured through him and into the engine, it pushed the stricken Corvette physically out of his path. The way to the temple was now clear. When he sensed that it had gone far enough, he relaxed his concentration. Smaller discharges of energy skittered across his skin. Somewhat shakily he stood, then almost toppled over as the engine continued to fire, sending the Corvette onward out of his control. He hadn't expected that. There was enough residual potential in the turbine to keep it running for dozens of seconds. He had to get out of the Corvette before it dragged him any farther from his goal. Straining, he blew a hole in the side of the downed ship wide enough for a TIE fighter to pass through. The wall of a junk canyon was gliding by, raining rubbish. With one smooth leap, he caught hold of dangling cable and swung free of the wreck. Scattered Jawas in singed robes were clambering into the transports to give chase to the Corvette. He ignored them, used Sith lightning to blast a dozen droids that rushed him with electric claws raised, then turned left, where the Corvette had formerly rested, to resume his approach to the strange parody of the Jedi Temple. The structure's base was either buried under or part of the endless dump that was the Raxus Prime surface. The apprentice ascended cautiously to the foyer, where buckled armor plates had been hammered as close to flat as was possible and welded into approximately level floors. Abandoned thrust tubes stood in for marble columns. Sensor arrays made reasonable facsimiles of window frames, and curving tank walls created the illusion of arched ceilings high above. As he walked cautiously forward, feeling the nearness of Kasdan Paratus but uncertain of his exact location, one of the rubbish piles stirred. From it stepped a humanoid machine, made from the junked droid parts he had expected to find on his journey. The brain case of an FX-8 medical droid was bolted onto a body, cobbled together from several types of outdated protocol models. Its limbs appeared to come from a mixture of EV and B1 battle droids, tipped with instruments and tools that wouldn't have looked out of place in a workshop. Its sole functioning photoreceptor glared a bright, furious yellow. Its lurching gait achieved an appreciable speed before he sliced its head off. A second patchwork droid emerged from a different rubbish pile, followed by a third. The sound of more droid golems stirring came from elsewhere in the temple. The apprentice fought them off with practiced ease. He had been dueling proxy all his life. He knew the weaknesses and strengths of droids. Soon the foyer was full of the twitching, smoking bodies of the temple's hapless guardians.